Hello, you just reached MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. Your patience is appreciated. Our representatives are working hard to bring you the latest news from the hottest crews on the NASCAR circuit. Thank you for holding. You are now being connected to your hosts, Sammy Joe Francis and Rocco Williams.
I knew we were invited to so many more events. Anyways, welcome to MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. I'm Sammy Joe Francis.
And I'm Rocco Williams.
And we have another Williams in the house.
My brother from another mother.
Yes.
Richie Williams.
How you doing?
The
you
Richie
doing?
Williams.
How you doing? How you doing?
The Richie Williams, yes. The. But before we get into all of why he is the Richie Williams,
the Richie
we're
going to
test his reading ability right now. Mm. Can you check out our homework board and give me maybe the one that stands out the most to you?
Yes, yes. Just want to give a big shout out to my guy Shane Wilson.
Shane Wilson.
Yes. That's our hashtag
yes,
Wilson
hashtag
Strong.
Hashtag Wilson Strong up top. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What's going on with Mr. Wilson?
Well, my guy Shane, he's the original Jackman on the 42.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a workout incident, so now he had to have surgery, so he's out the rest of the year.
Yikes.
So,
that's quite the incident.
Yeah, so I'm filling in for him on the 42, and you know, everybody at CGR just, you know what I'm saying, backing Shane, trying to give him a lot of support as he goes through this whole process.
Wow.
So let me explain that. Shane Wilson is the Jackman of Kyle Larson's number 42 car, you know.
Correct.
And you were the Jackman of the 95 car driven by Casey Kane.
Correct.
Both of you guys are Chip Ganassi athletes.
Yes.
So basically, you have Shane, who was on the house car, you were on the non-house car, but facilitates the
what does that mean,
that.
Rocco?
So house your house car, your team typically has maybe two to three, sometimes four cars. So therefore, you'll have pit crew members designated to the house car, which would be the four cars that are ran in that team shop, the cars that are built out of that team shop.
Yep.
Then you have out-of-house cars where you'll have teams who might not have the means or the resources to fund or produce pit crew athletes, so they'll go to a team like Ganassi, like a Hendrick, like a Gibbs to have them provide the pit crews for their teams. So that's what Levine Family Racing is doing, basically, is they are leaning on Chip Ganassi Racing.
And we're providing the pit crew for the 95.
And prior to that, you were on the one car, right?
Yep. Last season, I was on the one with Jamie McMurray.
Okay. So how did it feel going from the one car to Casey Kane? Were you excited or indifferent, or how did that process?
I was kind of indifferent, you know, a little bit different situation because you're servicing an outside team or whatnot, but you still go to the track, you still show up, you still compete. You know, we still practice over at CGR also. So the routine, the daily routine, the weekly routine never really changed.
Okay. And it's good to see, too, that Chip Ganassi is so deep. When you have the likes of a Shane Wilson to get hurt, and then they're able to plug in a Richie Williams to fill that void, for a car that I would say the 42 is probably the premier car at Chip Ganassi Racing. That just shows great depth.
Right.
So
and you're not going to miss a beat.
It's great to have that luxury.
All right, let's see these accolades, and I'll try and read them off quickly.
If you don't know who Richie Williams is, Richie
you're
Williams,
about to.
He was the quarterback.
Quarterback at App State, All-American 04 to 05, 2005 National Champion, 2005 Bob Walters Male Athlete of the Year, 2005 Southern Conference Player of the Year, set the NCAA records with 40 to 45 routing versus number 3 Furman, NFL rookie camp with Chicago, 3.5 years in the Canadian Football League with Hamilton, my favorite, and Winnipeg. Hamilton the musical, not the team. But that's okay. Richie Williams, you're my favorite Richie Williams.
The only?
The only.
Thank you.
And now, the best to ever do
thank
it.
The
you.
Best to ever do it. The best out there. And Jack in the Car, just a personal story with Richie Williams, my brother from another mother. You know, when I first saw Richie Jack the Car, you know, I was a tire kid when you came in. I used to call, I had an A for him. You know, he had this slim physique, you know, but I used to call him the little engine that could. You know, because I was like, no way this guy's, it could jack this car the way he can. But at the same time, I believe you being a quarterback and used to being the leader of the team helped that transition into football and NASCAR. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of similarities, man. But like you said, just leadership roles, just being in that situation before, high pressure situations, it all correlates.
Yeah, well,
And speaking of Jackman, since that's what I'm surrounded by today, right after this break, we are going to have a great video you shot yesterday, just an extension of Slaw Cam, but not quite Slaw Cam.
Oh, yes.
But we'll be back with more Emmer and Crew Call right after this.
Insider information.
Whatever you drive, wherever you go, Hercules Tires will get you there, whether you're running on dirt or running a job. Our dependable, high-quality tires are the perfect fit for your needs. For unmatched value, selection, and warranty with industry-leading road hazard protection, there's only one choice, Hercules Tires. To learn more, visit HerculesTire.com or call 800-677-9535. Hercules Tires, ride on our strength.
Join MRN as we travel through the life of NASCAR's most popular driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway, leading the pack.
I won races that I never thought I'd win.
From growing up under the Earnhardt name to Super Speedway wins to Whiskey River, we dive into everything Dale Jr.
He's Rain Man for NASCAR history.
You know, we weren't the typical family that got to sit down to dinner together.
Tune in to Junior's Journey, available on iTunes for download only on the Motor Racing Network.
The race weekend doesn't have to end with the checkered flag. Carry the action over into Monday with MRN Motorsports Monday, presented by Outback Steakhouse. Log on to MRN.com and join veteran broadcaster Woody Kane and NASCAR spotter Joey Meyer as they review the race weekend and debate the biggest stories of the week ahead. Plus, some of the biggest names in the sport stop by to talk the latest topics. Make Monday your new favorite weekday with MRN Motorsports Monday at noon Eastern or anytime on demand at MRN.com.
Thank you for holding. Now back to MRN Crew Call with Rocco and Sammy Joe.
I'm here at Rev Racing. We're going to showcase the new style Jack. It's going to change the game of racing. Guys, before we even get into our show, what do y'all think about the left-handed Jackman versus the right-handed Jack?
I think right-handed better.
You think the right-handed is better. What about you?
I think the left-handed might speed up the time just a tad bit.
I think it'll take some time to perfect. I think some spacing.
It'll take some time to perfect and spacing?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to see today. We're going to put this to the test, all right? We're going to see what we got going on today. We're going to show you three different ways of doing it, and hopefully you'll leave here with a better understanding of how we're going to change the game.
Brandon Banks, UNC Charlotte, 6'3", 285, right-hand jackman.
My name is Jabari Carney. I went to Johnson C. Smith University. I'm a right-handed jackman on 5'11", 225.
Jordan Page, 6'5", 240, Central State University, right-hand jackman.
Hey, Coach.
How you doing, Dion?
What you got going on here today?
Working on a little speed training, a little footwork, trying to see how fast they are around the car.
What do you got going in here? You see you got this machine right here. What are you doing?
We got our speed step. You know, something that I've had probably about 20 years.
Okay.
And we pretty much find out who is fastest around the car. Not only with jackmen, but with changers, but with carriers, and we've come up with some.
What do you mean? Who is fast? What's a good time from right side to left side?
It depends on the position.
Okay.
Right now today it's for the jackman.
Okay.
A good time is probably under four.
Under 4 seconds.
Under four.
Okay.
And basically that's different from the stopwatch.
Okay.
Because when they put their foot on the pad there.
Okay.
As soon as they come off, they step on the pad here. And there's no subjectivity like a stopwatch.
Okay.
It actually reads out exactly what they're doing.
Okay. If you don't mind, I wanted to showcase on my show how we're going to change the game in pit stops for next year, right, or years to come.
Oh, you're talking about the left-handed jack.
But what are you doing right now?
With the pivot.
Yeah, I am talking about that. You don't mind if I show that?
Well, I mind, but if you insist, we'll share some information.
I do insist. So right now we're doing the standard right side jack. Standard.
Nice and smooth. Steady.
All right, turn it up, Jabari.
Woo!
Hey, give him some.
Now I'm going to show you the right side hop. This is the hop. All right, now the fun stuff. I'm going to show you how we're going to change the game in pit stops in NASCAR. This left-handed jack right here, compare the two. Handle on opposite side of each other. This is the right-handed jack. This is the left-handed jack. It doesn't matter if you're right-handed or left-handed, but doing it with this left-handed jack, with the proper technique,
is going to be faster, and we're going to show you out.
What I'm getting ready to show you now is the footwork. All right, what we've determined is we want to close the spacing. We want to get the Jackman as close to this tire as possible without taking two or three steps to it, without hopping to it. We want him to do a pivot move, grab that tire, and index it. All right, this is basically ergonomics of movement on how to jack a car. Once he sets it, comes back and jacks it, this foot does not move. Pivots into the turn, makes the index.
So, Coach, you're saying that's faster than hopping to the car or walking to the car?
Probably half a second, sometimes a full second.
So the pivot, this is how we're going to revolutionize the game.
If you can find individuals that can actually do it.
Okay.
All right, not everyone can do this. Not everyone has the body control. Not everyone who is right-handed could switch to left-handed. It's just a matter if they can adapt to what we're trying to get them to do.
So what you're going to see now is the standard left side jack. The standard. So now you're about to see the hop. We call this the hop, left side hop.
Woo! Appreciate that.
So now you're about to see the left-handed jack, right pivot foot technique. This is what's going to change the game in pit stops. Feel like this left side jack, right pivot is a game changer.
Very high on it. Our data has shown that it will cut a half a second to a full second off. You just have to find the right people that can do it. Will it revolutionize the sport? I mean, you know, that's a big statement.
Yep.
But we think that it will make that left side especially very fast, and it'll take those stops. It'll take an average team doing 13 fives into the 12s.
I like what I saw today. I feel like if the teams utilize this process, this technique, with the guys that they have, you can find time there. And we're constantly getting better. It's 21 years you've been doing this, Coach.
Yep, we've looked at a lot of things over the last 21 years.
Yep.
We've perfected some things. We've stolen some things. We use it all. But, you know, the goal is to have the fastest pit stop.
Yep.
The goal is to turn out the best pit crewman. We are here at D4D. That's what we strive for. And that's just a product that we like to put out there to make it all work.
Well, I appreciate you providing this access, Coach, this behind-the-scenes footage, and I'm excited to see where it goes from here.
I think it's going to be good.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Clutch Coffee Bar in Mooresville, North Carolina is redefining the drive-through coffee game in Race City, USA. The Clutch experience is quick, efficient, and personal. Unmatched customer service is the name of the game. Clutch Coffee Bar offers signature espresso drinks, classic coffees, custom-flavored infused energy drinks, smoothies, and more. With over 25 flavors, there's something for everyone. Visit our two locations in Mooresville, 356 Williamson Road and 154 West Plaza Drive. Open daily 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. Power up today with Clutch Coffee Bar.
Grunt style. The American fighting spirit is in everything we make. We are 500 patriots and veterans strong, bringing clothing manufacturing back to the United States of America. Always moving forward, never retreating, never giving up. We are Grunt style, and this we'll defend. Get yours at gruntstyle.com.
When the smoke settles, the entertainment never stops.
Time just flies when you're busy, I think.
On race weekends, your favorite NASCAR personality is an everyday superhero.
And Martin Truex Jr. is a champion.
But when they leave the racetrack, they're just like everyone else.
You never know if you'll get another chance to do it.
I'm Susie Armstrong. Join me on a daily journey as we discuss the hot topics and engaging personalities of NASCAR Nation. Ned Jarrett's World of Racing, weekdays on the Motor Racing Network.
Hello. You've reached the Fantasy Hotline.
This is candy. What flavor? Oh, that's the other job. Oh, you've reached MRN Crew Call. Here's Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Welcome back to MRN Crew Call, presented by Hercules Tires and Grunt Style Apparel. I'm joined by the Williams twins.
Yes, my twin twins.
Fraternal yes, twins,
of course,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Did you get all that in the video, Sammy? Did you learn something?
I did, but here's the thing. That's breaking.
Yes, it's breaking. That's groundbreaking.
So if somebody uses that, do you get like a nickel every time somebody uses that? Well, or just credit for creating
You know this, Rich. You just can't just use it. You know, you have to be able to.
Was it a smart idea to show it when we had one of the Jackmen here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we have, well, Rev Racing has, you have athletes throughout all these other teams.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal that we're trying to accomplish is just safe, effective pit stops all across the board. You
it
know?
Seemed a lot smoother. Just watching the three different, which was standard, hop, and what are you calling the other one?
What's
it called?
The left-handed jack.
Mm-hmm. Left-handed jack.
Right foot pivot. So it's a little bit
That's
lengthy.
Why I think it was a little bit smoother.
The right foot doesn't have to move at all. When you go back on the handle, all you're doing is pivoting on your right foot, and it puts you so much closer to the index tire, where prior you have to hop to that tire or walk to that tire. You don't have to do anything. You're just on the other side of the jack already. Now, what are some of the challenges you have?
I was going to say, you've seen it. I want to hear his feedback on that video.
It has its advantages, but it's going to take time to perfect that left-hand jack, right foot pivot, correct? Mm-hmm. Like I said, no one's out there doing it right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's right-hand jack right now. Or either step into that tire on the left rear or either jump into it or hop into it. I hop to it also, but there's still a lot of variables when you're doing these techniques as far as car positioning from the wall, tire positioning from the wall, if you gotta go back and grab your tire from the wall, or do you have a guy helping you out rolling the tire in?
Ask him if he can do it, Sammy. You ask him.
Could you do the left hand, right foot pivot?
What's the time frame?
Next week.
1 week.
How long would you need to learn a new system?
And to be comfortable enough to take it to the track?
Not necessarily. Because I feel like just to get it down to go, okay, look, we're trying this.
Probably 2 to 3 weeks.
Two to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of races because it's a significant amount. But is that something you would try out at the beginning of the year, or is that something you would that you would risk right now?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. That would be a move that you would probably want to make in the off-season. Off-season move.
Yeah. Well, speaking of moves, I want to get into some videos of your race in Michigan.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I really do.
Michigan was exciting.
And, you know, if you play video number one, initially, Sammy, when you look at this video, tell me what you see wrong, if you see anything at all.
Listen, we know how this went last night.
If you play number one, you're going to see this is Kyle Larson and their pit stop. And as it comes in, look. I want you right now, do you see anything wrong with this green flag stop?
That is not straight.
Here we go. Well. Okay. Did you see anything?
No, but I.
Well, most people, when they watch the race, that's what it looks like. I'm going to break it down and slow it down to you what really happened. And Richie, you can chime in at any point.
Okay.
He came in for a loose wheel, as the commentators said, and it was not a loose wheel. It was an imbalance or a tire weight that wasn't. Proper, but watch the left side tire carrier when he puts that on. He's waving his hand, as you see, look at him. Watch the left tire carrier. He's like, hey, what's going on? When I first started that, I was like, maybe the car isn't high enough. Didn't I see you pointing like this? What were you doing there?
I was trying to get Kyle's attention to tell him to turn the wheel to the right. Because of the setup of the front end on the car, you need to turn that wheel back to the right so we can get that left front on the car smoothly, and that's what was jamming that tire up, and Phil could not get that tire on.
Phil Foster's his front tire carrier. Sir.
What initially caused that? The way he pitted the car?
No, not at all. The car positioning in the box is fine.
Yeah.
It's just you have to rotate your wheel, steering wheel from one side to the air.
Driver error. So there's so much emphasis put on the pit crew members, and this is just one of those things I'm just really passionate about, that when we mess up, it's all everywhere. When
you guys are definitely the
scapegoats. It goes unnoticed. What pit crew guys are doing on a stop-to-stop basis is basically like throwing a 100-yard pass every single play and scoring a touchdown. And as soon as they mess up one time, there's an issue. But this one was derived directly from the driver not doing what he had to do, which is just turn the wheel. But to the naked eye, you
wouldn't
know that.
Did he see you?
I'm not sure. They called it over the radio also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're sitting there and you see what's going on, you just try to help out the situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of penalties.
Yes.
Speaking of penalties, Martin Truex and his team. If you play number three, I'm going to show you an uncontrolled tire
penalty.
They didn't have
such a smooth race.
They didn't? What happened?
It wasn't the best.
I'm showing you. That is actually Bowman. And this is an extraordinary pit stop because what you don't see is watch this tire carrier. The tire carrier, when he runs across the car, do you notice anything that he did?
When he gets like this is
watch
a
this.
Test.
Watch this.
Okay.
He puts the tire on. He's running across. Did you see what he's doing right now? What's he doing?
Oh, he's checking the...
No.
What is he doing?
He's in full stride with a tire in his hand, and he's putting tape on the grill. Which is
I knew he was doing something in front of the car.
Which is so important as an aero-dependent race at like Michigan where the speeds are so high. Just a small amount of tape will put heat in that engine, create more horsepower, right? It's and to be able to do that one-handed with a tire in his hand, I just thought that was an extraordinary
job. Missing a beat.
Without missing a beat.
I mean, it looked like he was just passing by the car.
Right. Yes.
Right.
So just had to shout out Dustin Lineback for that. I mean, he's probably one of the top tire carriers,
combinations out there. He's good.
And he's slated to make a whole lot of money pretty soon. So contract year for him. And I'm just going to put it out there. But
well, that's a good look for him, then.
That's a good look for him. Sure. And get him back to the penalty stop. Ask me about the penalty stop.
What happened with the penalty stop, Rocco?
Can we see video number three? The three. Here's Martin Truex Jr. And they were called for an uncontrolled tire. And of course, you see the tire rocking back?
Yeah.
It has to be within arm's length of the car. I mean, of the crew member, right? And it's just so crazy. This is bad luck because he stops the tire, does everything he's supposed to do, But look, it's just rocking and rocking. I think the momentum of the rocking, it just rolls behind him. And, you know, that's just unfortunate. I don't believe that tire changer did anything wrong. He just got bit by bad luck. But there are ways to prevent that. And if you show video number four, I'm going to show you a tire changer who kinds of, you know, he watches that. You know, he checks that. He makes sure that he prevents that from happening. Look at the right foot of the front tire changer. You see, and not every tire changer can do this, but he comes down where he sets it like an anchor almost, a stop. And he puts the tire and he stops it with his foot. Now, you have to be extremely flexible to do that in your knees in the first place, but it's just like a fail safe where if that tire is rolling back, at least he can stop it with his foot and keep it within one arm length to prevent that penalty, as you see. You see how he's stopping it with his foot?
That's impressive.
And I mean it to do that, right?
You have to be very deliberate. That's details
right
there. You
think it's out of fear of the wrath of the driver?
this is not the only way of doing this, you know? And if you play video number five, you'll see another effective way of doing it. Right. I call it the wrist flick.
Well, on that pass, the last one, before we get to that one, it wasn't moving at all.
Exactly.
That foot was just there in addition to.
Exactly.
But, okay, tell me about this.
This is the wrist flick. This is when you don't have to use your foot to stop it. But if you watch the front changer, what he's doing, he's going back and he's giving a little flick to the front. So the momentum of the tire, the energy of the tire is moving forward to stay near him as opposed to running back. And I really feel that was a very effective way as well. And it's tomato, tomato. You know, each tire changer is different. No way is better than the others. But you don't want the penalty. So you need to figure out a way to do it that fits your body style and your skill set to keep that from happening, you know? So.
Has your team been subject to any loose tires or uncontrolled tires this season?
Yes, on the 95, it was a tough call, but we got called in Sonoma, I believe. So.
And what happened in that scenario?
My front changer, Chris Winchell, he does kind of the flick forward.
Uh-huh.
I say it was within arm's length, but it wasn't within arms.
Was it a go-go gadget arm, though?
No, not at all. It was completely under control, but they didn't like the distance, and they called us for us.
So almost like the bad luck thing again.
And it happens. You know, it's just sometimes you just, certain things, whether a lug nut is underneath the tire or, you know.
Or maybe a battery.
maybe there's a battery on pit road. Well said, Sammy. That
yikes.
Destroys your car, destroys your pit stop at the time.
Everything.
But other than that,
that was rough. There's no coming back from that one. That was so tough. Overall, Michigan, how did you feel?
It was a little bit different. You know, it was only my second week working with the guys and whatnot. But we're just taking it day by day. It's not going to happen overnight. The mess is not going to be there overnight. But we're taking steps forward to try to make it as smooth as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you were not at Michigan.
No, I took Michigan off.
Right, but yes. You're feeling better.
I'm feeling better.
You will be.
In Bristol. You know, rehab went really, really well, you know, and I had to practice on it at first. And, you know, Monday I had full practice where I'm jumping off the wall. I'm not to the point where I'm in full slaw mode. Mm-hmm. You know, the slawness is not 100%, but, you know, 80% of slaw is equal to most civilians.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. All right.
You know, it's here all we good. Go. We're going to Bristol.
I need a full 90 seconds
and
to get over
I
that.
And I will statements. Document it. The slaw cam will be active in Bristol, Sammy.
Okay, good. Oh, yes. Well, then we have something to look forward
and
to.
And if I fall on my face again, I'll lose the slaw footage.
I will maintain that footage. But we'll be back with more MRN Crew Call right after this.
Things happen fast in racing, and if you don't know where to look, you can miss it all. With Legend from Racing Electronics, you'll never miss another moment. Legend gives you live fan vision video, in-car cameras, and stats at NASCAR and other Premier Series events, and the next generation race scanner for unfiltered driver and crew audio at any motorsports event nationwide. NASCAR fans have never been closer to the action. Welcome to the future of the fan experience. Learn more by visiting racingelectronics.com.
Kyle Petty here. My friends at Click and Close, the official mortgage provider of NASCAR, have stepped up this year to support Victory Junction through the Fastest Lap of the Race program on NASCAR Radio. So join our team. Go to clickandclose.com/NASCAR today to donate $43 or more and help us give the gift of camp to children with serious medical conditions. That's clickandclose.com/NASCAR and just look for the Victory Junction logo. Thanks to Click and Close and NASCAR Radio for their support this season.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
Thank you for listening to our program. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you don't, tell them we're Wings Nation. You're being transferred back to Sammy Joe and Rocco.
Welcome back to MRN Crew Call. I'm Sammy Joe Francis with Rocco Williams and the
Richie
Williams.
Hello.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Anytime.
I mean, I feel like we're such good friends.
Yeah.
It's nice that you finally got to meet Rocco.
I know, like, haven't ever seen him around.
Yeah, ever. Yeah. How long have you guys known each other?
Since I got into racing. So it's all pushing 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. He's one of my sons.
Yeah.
He's one of my sons. Then he turned into the daddy.
Are you co-signing on that thought?
I co-sign.
I wouldn't.
He'll be pushing me in my wheelchair. I'm the old man.
Well, we want to kind of circle back to somebody who deserves a lot of love, mm-hmm. and that's our hashtag Wilson Strong for Shane Wilson.
Yes.
Now, you said, what was the actual injury that put him out for the season?
His bicep. Torn bicep. And
that's
he
crazy.
Just recently had surgery on Monday. So, everybody, if you know Shane, give him a shout out. Mm-hmm. You know,
use it on Twitter.
Hit him up. Yes. Yep. Hit him on a text message, give him a call, help him get through this thing, man.
If Shane That's was rough. Healthy, you think he could do the left-handed jack, man? Since you, the left-handed jack, since you said you couldn't, you know, he is a little bit better than you. So I'm just curious. That's Shane tough. Would probably only need a couple of days to pick that up.
Hey,
right?
He might need one day. You never
shots,
know. You
shots
never
fired.
Know.
Shots fired.
I've seen Shane in person, and you know, Shane, man, he's a bit beastly.
So he had surgery.
Correct.
And how long is the rehab process?
I'm not sure, but it is pretty lengthy. So
you didn't do the surgery on him. All right, I thought you were a team player. I thought you were going to help him out, but
apparently
not. I
probably wouldn't be helping if I did.
That was clutch.
Because Shane Wilson is so clutch.
No,
he.
Richie is so clutch.
I mean, yeah, totally. Yeah, best to ever do it.
Oh, best to ever do man. It.
We have to get to one. There's something that has become my favorite segment. Mm-hmm. Second to Slaw Kim, of course, which is our Clutch Performer of the Week. And it is brought to you by Clutch Coffee Bar. And I went to Roanoke this week and stopped there before I made my trip just to get some Clutch
you?
Coffee.
I saw your
yes,
Twitter
it was delicious.
Feed. Can you guess who it is?
I can't. I'm at a loss for words. Who
well, without further ado, our Clutch Performer of the Week award goes to Richie Williams for being so clutch. And jumping in and filling that void Shane Wilson left and being very effective as a jack man, You can hold this right
here. Nice.
I know you don't drink coffee, but the energy drinks
there. Right, he said he doesn't drink coffee. But the Slockalotto.
Yes, the Slockiato. Custom Slockiato.
Custom.
Will get you turned up.
Nice.
Yeah, so congratulations. Nice.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And
appreciate
you have to keep being clutch as well, you know?
Will do.
Yeah, you can't can't just bomb the next couple of weeks.
Especially at a place like Bristol.
I'll try not to. Don't jinx it.
Bristol, talk to him about how he goes into Bristol, man.
Because let's talk about Bristol.
This is a player's track, as you say. It's short track racing, and the cereal bowl is what I like to call it.
Right.
I get so excited and jacked up.
That's
Sammy.
Okay.
Yes, Lucky Charms.
Oh,
at the,
man.
Anyway, Sammy, we're going to ignore that. But you do get jacked up walking into that Coliseum,
don't you? You do, man. The last great Coliseum. And it's just like going back to football days. You walk in there, the lights are on, and it's go time. The crowd is right up on you. And when those engines fire up, man, it
What's your favorite track?
Darlington. That's my home track. So Darlington is my favorite.
All right.
Yeah.
How did practice go as far as switching over from Michigan to Bristol, your practice
How does that vary? Yeah.
On our pit stop car, we switch up the setups to simulate what we're going to have at the racetrack.
So what are you going to have at Bristol?
Oh, man. I can't tell all the secrets, man.
Well, as far as it relates to us, you're going to have liners or non-liners?
We'll have liners on the right side, non-liners on the left side. So that's a little bit different from the norm. So
is the right front dropping out or staying tucked in?
Oh, man, I can't tell you that.
We've gotten enough insider information today anyways from the new stop.
Is Kyle Larson going to win?
Yes.
Okay.
Good chance.
You better beat it's the Kyle and Kyle show there.
Well, they've got the clutch performer of the week, so
yeah.
should.
We're going to try.
All right, and MRN has your coverage for the truck series this week, the UNOH, and that's Thursday night at 8 p.m. I will be rooting for you, so don't let me down. No pressure.
Thank you. No pressure.
Yeah, because
well.
Of course.
If you aren't, then I'm taking your free coffee.
Okay,
we'll follow it next week. We'll see you next week on MRN Crew Call.